Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is What We Are Reading, Part 3. As you will know if you've seen the other episodes, I have been reading this very interesting book, Some Profound Thoughts in Here by Tim Roberts. I met him last week and we had a very fruitful conversation. And this book is all about unity, and one of the reasons I'm reading it is because I'm preaching and teaching on John 17 soon and Jesus' prayer for unity. And I wanted to get some other thoughts from other people about what unity, Christian unity, really is all about. And here's a thought for today. I'd like your reaction to this. In this book, Tim writes this about unity. Unity under God is already established. We are family, adopted, done deal. It was my friend Reverend Ewan Huffman who first alerted me to this now obvious reality. We do not make unity any more than an infant orphan chooses who will adopt them. A higher power with greater judgment than our own, a heavenly Father, chose us from among the peoples and the nations and called us his own. So God is the one who authors unity. He's the one who creates it. We live within it. This reminded me of Ephesians 4 and verse 3. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. To keep the unity. Keep unity that God has already created. So, the question for a Christian and for any Christian community is, how do we keep this unity? What do you think are the significant elements that keep the unity that God has already gifted us? What's our responsibility? What is our responsibility to others? How can we put into practice the things that will create an ongoing scenario like John 17 of total unity? Not that we create it, but that we can maintain it and live within it in great joy. Let me know what you think. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message wherever you hear or see this recording. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.